The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. You might have heard me singing in downtown Clearwater, and after the show's over, I'm always so hungry. That's when it's time to go to Billy Bricks. They specialize in Neapolitan wood-fire pizza. All the ingredients are fresh to order, and they even use boar's head meat for their sandwiches. And on top of all of that, they have half-off happy hour all day. You've got to check this place out. Head down to Billy Bricks on 1100 Cleveland Street. Tell them JK sent you and get 25% off your first order. Billy Bricks, one of the best places to get away.
If you're in the market for a new home and need to qualify for a mortgage, trust your mortgage expert, Ray Rao, the Loan Whisperer, at ApplyPhoenix.com. Ray is the senior mortgage loan originator, and he can help you. He helps veterans. He helps with refinances. Anything in the mortgage world, Ray is your man. Call Ray at 727-512-0497 or go to www.ApplyPhoenix.com or email Ray at r.rao@applyphoenix.com. That's Ray Rao, senior mortgage loan originator. Call Ray. He's known as the Loan Whisperer. 727-512-0497.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
here in the studio today doing the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. And we would just first like to say thank you to all that have served, do serve, and will serve. We appreciate you. And so today we are in the studio with Lizette from Beacon Windows and Eric from Minuteman Press in Largo. How are y'all doing today?
Doing great.
Fantastic.
Doing
great.
Can I tell just a quick, interesting story?
Yes.
Since it's Veterans Day. So a very good friend of mine, actually one of my best friends, top five friends, I'd say, he never told me this. And one day we were just talking. He goes, well, I was in the Navy, which I knew that. And then he goes into this story that, well, when I was in the Navy, I was in the Perfect Storm. You know, the show The Perfect Storm. And I'm mm-hmm. like, really? He's like, yeah. And he started telling me about how the ship almost went down like four times and everyone was just, you know, in a panic rush. And I'm like, holy cow, you really went through the Perfect Storm? He's like, yeah. He goes, wasn't wartime at that time, but he's like, yeah, he went through the Perfect Storm. And it's quite an experience.
Wow.
So that was a pretty cool story.
Very cool, yes. Yeah. Well, we appreciate him and we appreciate all the veterans. We really do. You know, that song almost makes me cry. That's why I was like, I'm not trying to listen to it right now. My son is in the Navy, actually.
Awesome.
So, yeah. He's about to get restationed over in Japan.
How's long have you been in?
Actually, going on 8 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be a lifer. He loves it. He just got a promotion, actually, well, within the last year. He's an MP, but he's the boss now, so.
So I get it. He's in a nice, good spot to be. And,
oh, yeah.
Good
well,
for him.
You know, he got stabbed on his first tour, basically, when he first went in Bahrain. We were not at war, but he was sitting there and it missed his jugular literally by millimeters. So he had the choice to get honorable discharge or stay, and he chose to stay. So
good for him. That's the story there. Holy wow.
So tell us what's going on at Beacon Windows.
Well, we're on a roll. You could say
good.
We keep you on track. I don't care what your problem is. We can get a handle on it.
All right. So what type of windows do you do, like specialize in?
Our primary focus is restoring or refurbishing sliding glass doors.
Those ones that like to get super stuck when you try to open them?
Stuck and they're hard to move. I always tell people we don't make them pretty. We make them highly functional.
All right.
So you want pretty, you call a painter. But for everything else, you call us. And our goal is to basically allow people a quality choice so they don't have to feel like they're forced into purchasing.
Right.
Because we've noticed, we've done about 50,000 doors, and we've noticed a really interesting thing that new impact doors, besides the initial cost, which is very expensive, I'll give you an idea. Say a four-panel door that's 12 feet wide, typical height, that's about $10,000 per place.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Right. And you're dealing with permits and a 7-month wait time at the moment because of COVID and all this foolishness. And it has a 10-year warranty on its glass against delamination. And a lot of people are like, against what? Did you say 10 years? You pay $10,000
right.
for something that might not make it. We also noticed a trend in the new doors tend to fail relatively young.
I believe that.
Yeah, they're heavy. They're very, very heavy. So the weight of the door creates a dynamic that, say, 5 to 7 years in is being a challenge to move. People don't want to fix it because they spent $10,000 on it. So they keep pulling on it, and they break the handles and crush the locks. And crazy stuff happens, and you're like, wait, this is a $10,000 door. I don't understand why this is happening.
Right.
So we're saying, look, the same 5 protocols that you need to deal with on a new door, you can do those same things to an old door, and most doors you can restore. Why would you want to spend $10,000?
Sure.
Especially a lot of our clients are on the beaches and they have 4 or 5 of these. You have $450,000. Let's put a new kitchen in or take a couple of vacations.
Because they're being talked into it.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. They don't feel like they have a choice. The other thing that we've noticed that's a really crazy trend is people are buying new doors because they're being talked into it, because their door is leaking to the neighbor below, like in these condominiums that are 35 years old or older.
Yeah.
A lot of these people are like, well, you only have to, a solution is to put a new door in. Yeah, well, the problem is they don't fix the reason why the leak happens.
So it still happens.
We have done 10.
The problem.
Yeah, the problem isn't the door. The problem is when the door allows water to sneak underneath it, it begins to damage the concrete. It gets into the structure. And once it does that, remember what happened in Miami? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's the kind of stuff it starts. Okay. It's called spalling.
Did my French doors did something like that?
Yeah. And actually, that's something really good that you all should know about. I'm going to spell it so you can look it up. But it has a nickname on the internet. It's called concrete cancer. Hmm. It's S-P-A-L-L-I-N-G, the word spalling, like the word falling with an S-P on the front.
Mm-hmm. Is that just more like down in the south because it's moist down here, or is that everywhere?
No, it can happen anywhere, but let me explain why it happens so that you kind of get an idea so that you can know how to look for it. To me, the focus that we as consumers should have is like, okay, what do I have to do to make stuff healthy, whether it's a new impact door or an old one, and what are the problems that can be getting out of hand. Like I looked at one today, this morning, where they're getting soaked everywhere. Now, fortunately, she's on the first floor, but still, who wants mold? Who wants all these other problems that come when you allow water in places that shouldn't be?
For sure.
And when you let water in lots of big places that shouldn't be, that's when that building fell down.
Structure.
You know, you got many, many years of water sneaking in where it ought not. So here's how you look for those kinds of things, okay, with water particularly. First, you look at the far left and far right of the door at where the baseboard meets your wall structure, which is mostly drywall. Sometimes it's other things, but mostly drywall. Start looking for separation. Start looking for any kind of discoloration. Secondly, take a good look at your screw holes across the entire length of the track. The most common place that these kind of things start is under doors that don't move. You see a lot of them in the beach where they have a non-mover, two movers, and a mover.
Right.
Yeah, that's called an OXXO, by the way. If you want to speak door, you want to know your X's and your O's. It's not hugs and kisses.
OXXO. Okay.
I had a close. Neither would open.
Yeah, so X's have legs. O's are like couch potatoes, right? So that's the difference between X's and O's. And what happens is those non-movers, usually on the far left or far right of the door, maybe you have a two-panel door and it's on one side, nobody pays attention to the screws. Mm-hmm. Why would you? But your door was installed 35 years ago, 40 years ago. So
I didn't.
Right? No. Because you don't know. You're not taught. Mm-hmm. So I'm a teacher. My goal, I have 48 videos on the subject of slider repair. I can bore you to tears for hours. Just get the popcorn and have some fun with it. But the whole idea is you have to understand the why. Because if you can fix the why, we can stop the very expensive mistake in its tracks.
Oh.
And you want to, that's the whole idea, right?
For sure.
Let's not make a financial debacle because we were unaware.
Right.
You want to go spend that kind of money? Go take a few vacations.
For
sure. Remodel your whole house.
Okay. Right.
But so you have to look. So here's the thing. You look for discoloration in the baseboards or in the wall system, which is usually in this area going to be drywall. If you're not seeing it there, the next thing is you can try looking at the screw holes. Remember that where the side rail comes down and meets the bottom track, the part that holds the whole door system in, okay, that area there is supposed to be caulked. That's a 90-degree area. That's 4 inches wide, right? Okay. Do you think caulking from 40 years ago is still effective?
No.
Probably not even a year, maybe. I don't know.
Do you know how many doors we take apart that there's zero caulking in there anyway?
Wow.
Right. Especially when you're in big buildings. If they run out of caulking, they go home, okay?
Yeah, right.
And they just do whatever they did, and who knows? And the other thing we find a lot of, like even in new door installations, I have one I have to work on in Hudson coming up this month. He has 4 brand new impact doors. They're 3.5 years old. There is zero problems with his doors. But his entire house, every single one of these doors, is leaking like a sieve.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, he had 17 different people that he talked to, called, or some of them had visited, and not one of them took the time to move the carpet back and look at the bottom of the door.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I came along and we talked on the phone and I said, well, if you got a problem, we got to look at it. So I drove up to Hudson. First thing I did was get my little tools out, move the carpet back, and I'm looking at tons of broken crack concrete. I'm looking at rotting wooden shims, and I took my screwdriver and stuck it 3 inches underneath the door.
Oh my gosh.
I believe it.
Well, what do you think that meant? That meant whoever did replace the doors previously, 3.5 years ago, funny enough, two separate companies and two.
Oh, really?
Right, two separate companies, okay? They had just yanked the door, threw the new door in, shoved a couple of shims in there, and caulked it.
It said pay me.
And took their money, okay? But why does that happen? Why didn't they address that poor man's problems? What I said to him when I saw that, as I said, I'll ask you two questions, sir. He said, what's that? I said, were these already leaking before you paid all the big money? He paid $40,000 for those doors.
Man. Goodness.
Yeah. And he said, yes, they were. I said, second question, did they complete this install in one day? He said, yeah, they all came in, the two doors over here, they pulled them out, they pulled them in. I'm like, How do you do concrete work in one day and get everything right?
No way.
Well, they didn't. Right. They just left it broken. Okay? So one of the things I want to focus on with people is say, listen, if you are thinking about buying a new door, first, make sure you do your homework. Make sure you buy a quality door. Consider that you might actually be able to fix this for a fraction of the cost. We're typically about the price of the tax on a new door to refurbish it. Unless they have water, and then we're a little bit more than that, but it's still tremendously cheaper. Okay? But even if they decide, no, we want a new door, fine. Make sure that they're putting the foundation in right. Because when they have broken concrete, especially if it's leaking into the unit below or something, if they do not use quality hydraulic cement, guess what? A cheap patch, it's going to leak again.
Right.
Usually within 3 to 5 years. That's why we've done 10,000 water intrusions and 300 of them have been on new impact doors.
Wow.
Because people are not being taught this. They're not aware. How could they? They're not in this business.
Right.
So we teach. We say, this is what to look for. Look for discoloration. Look for screws that are either missing or holes in the track. Every hole, water goes in. Water sneaks in. It cannot get out. I want you to think of a little place where water snuck in and it couldn't get out and it created the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Okay. Imagine an honest company.
Right. We don't want that inside our door. Okay. We do not need the Grand Canyon. So, but there are ways to fix that. Secondly, if you have tile on the inside and it's more than, say, 5 years old, you can tap. I'll use this for an example. I'm going to tap on this table. Hear that tap? But that sounds different. That sounds different. Okay, when you tap on the tile, you will know instantly if there's a hollow. You can't hide it. So you want to tap starting on one end and you tap all the way across, right up close to the door. I like to do it in a serpentine fashion, back and forth, like I left a little snake down here and said, all right, on your mark, set, go. And he goes all the way across and I'm tapping. And what I'm listening for is hollows. You'd be surprised how many times that corresponds with the ends of the doors, where the screw holes are, and any screw holes that you might see that are maybe not great condition along the part you can see. Hmm. You'd be shocked how many times.
Wow.
What's happening is the water sneaking in. It has no place to go. It does its damage, like the Grand Canyon example. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the other thing you can do if you have rug, pull it back and start looking the same thing. What you might find is the tack strip looks nasty, horrible looking. And maybe it's part in some areas are okay and some aren't. That's a real big indicator that water regularly has been there. Does that make sense?
Right.
When you have water, you've got problems.
Oh, let me tell you. I had a leak behind my wall in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did not know it.
Oh.
So I'm sitting there. It must have been a drip at first or whatever. But I'm like sitting there one day and I was like, I hear water.
Yeah.
Where's that coming from? So I go outside because it's right on the other side is where my, you know, hose and stuff is. So I thought, oh, it must be that.
Right.
Couldn't figure out what it was inside the wall, but it leaked all the way under the floor, all the way into my garage because my garage had water in it. I was like, where is it coming from?
That's what happened.
It was probably sunny outside too. Probably sunny outside.
Oh,
right?
It was. And I was like, what the heck? So I even had the first plumbers that came. They were like, oh, well, we have to come in and I forget what they called it. It's something that they charge you $400 to find the leak detection.
Oh, yes. I've been there.
The other guys came and they were like, it's coming from inside that wall right there and we can just take the tile out from outside. And I was like, okay, yes, thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, and the leaks that we see, they create mold conditions.
For sure.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And so we want to avoid that. And the other big thing, of course, is we want to avoid when it gets to the rebar. So let's go back to what spalling really is. When water leaks in, it starts to break up the concrete. Once it does that, it finds its way into where the rebar is. If you don't know what rebar is, I'll give you the example. That is the structure that's made with metal. It's made out of steel, and it's like the bones of your building. Right. And the flesh would be like the concrete part, okay? So imagine if we took your body, and you're a building, and you can't talk. And year by year, after about 15 years, I begin crushing you at the toe level. I just go a little bit, maybe half inch, quarter of an inch, but I continue to crush up your entire body. When I get about to your hip, are you even able to stand?
No.
No. I mean, you might have been able to stand for a little while, but pretty soon you lose the structural ability to stand.
Right.
That is why that building fell down in Miami.
Right.
Okay. What I say is, I have a video from 7 years ago that talks about spalling in buildings. Stop the water getting into your building. Just stop it.
Right.
Because if you stop it, you're not going to have that problem.
That's a major problem, too.
Okay. It's a major problem.
People died.
But that is not the only way mold can get into your house. So let's talk about one more thing, and then we need to talk about some other things people do here. Okay, so the other thing that can happen for people, so this is going to get back to more of the simpler things that people should do to their doors. There are really only five things that are highly structural in a door that are functional parts. First is rollers. The second is weather stripping. But I want to talk about those two in particular. What a lot of people don't realize, let's use a simple door, like a two-panel door with only one side moving. There are two rollers on the bottom of the moving side. Each roller has its own private little adjusting screw. And so what happens is, over time, the screw gets corroded, sometimes breaks or falls out. So now the glass panel has a mind of its own. It crooks any which way its rollers are making it.
Right.
So let's use an example. I'm going to make you, Tammy, the non-moving door.
Okay.
Eric, you're going to be the frisky, troublesome one.
And I'm moving.
I'm going to teach you how to read the door, okay? So I'm going to unlock you, Eric, and I'm going to move you away just the width of my thumb. And I'm going to be walking back from you, that little crack that I just left. We call that the gap or the crack test, okay? I want to walk back 6 to 10 feet. I want to stare at that crack. From 6 to 10 feet away, I can see whether you're straight or crooked. Just for fun, we're going to pretend you're crooked tighter to the lock side at the top, okay, than the illustration.
Okay.
That means every time Mama comes to close me, you kick Tammy in the head. Kick, 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 kick.
After time, after time.
Every time at the top, you're hitting. Because you play together through what's called an interlocking channel. It's a piece of metal in both of you that hooks around from top to bottom, which is where point number two is, partially, the weather stripping. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get aggressively kicked, you're the non-mover. Sometimes you move away from the wall. Sometimes the screw in the side that's closest to him breaks and you slowly start to separate, maybe 6 or 8 months. Sometimes your screw breaks and you separate over many months, okay?
Sure.
But when you think about it, we got a lot of moisture in our air. So all the time, because we're crooked to each other, we start having penetration of moisture. Even today, it's kind of a little bit wet out, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit moist.
I've been plugged up the last couple of days. Yeah.
I mean, it's great when it isn't, but like 9 months of the year, it is, okay? So when moisture comes in, especially if you're in an unattended place, for instance, a lot of these homes are just vacation homes, and they're not paid attention to. So the poor little air conditioner is going all summer long. It can hardly keep up.
That's mine.
When it finally does, okay, your air conditioner bill is like outrageous.
That's mine.
Yep. In the wintertime, if you're standing by the door, you're freezing. Because it's got the draft coming through. So how do you fix that? Well, the first thing is you straighten out the rollers by putting in good quality rollers. Please, if you can, try to use a stainless roller that has a precision sealed bearing.
Not the plastic.
Don't use the crap from Home. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
from the big box store company
that has orange or blue. Don't go there, okay?
I call them big dumb companies. But
well, they're lovely, but this particular case, they're not the proper thing for quality. If you have no choice, that's fine, but for a short period of time. Second thing, you have to work on the whole thing as a system. So if you went to the chiropractor, would you let him just work on one thing and say, oh, just right here, that's the only thing that hurts. Don't adjust anything else. Just that one little L4. No, you can't do that because you know that the spinal column is a unified thing that has to move in harmony. So does a door. It's like a spinal column, okay? Point two, weather stripping. I tell people all the time, we hire part-time strippers. Weather strippers!
I might need one.
Yeah. But the point of weather stripping is I want to keep efficiency. I need you fluffy. I need you to stay cut tight so that when we close the two doors, everybody is warm and cuddly and outside is outside. Because isn't that door just a pretty glass wall?
Yes.
Most of the time.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. It's rarely used to get out or in, but it's always used to be a defense. So let's make that defense there. Okay. And then the last, and I always kind of tease people. I tell them, if you had a 10-year-old toothbrush, my next question is, do you have any teeth? Like, why would you? You're playing with a stick. Okay.
Hopefully no one answered yes.
Right.
So, I had a door like that, by the way, when I was growing up in my room that you said the thumb, when you open it just a little, eventually what happened is that thing was so, it was like, oh my gosh, I would have to like lift it to try to open it.
Yes.
But it got to a point where it would not go flush against like the the side. So the bottom, just on the bottom, was just a smidgen, and I could feel the air like outside coming right out.
Right. And that's because of the rollers.
Yes. Okay. So I remember my parents actually got it replaced, but see, they could have called you.
They could have fixed it.
Right out.
And could have fixed it.
Yeah. And like today, I saw a door that had that problem, but they had a hump in the bottom underneath. So that's what ends up happening over time is these doors just need a little bit of love. And that's
all
fixable.
Right. Very cool. And if you need that kind of love, you got to call Beacon Windows at 727-493-2644. And this is Lizette from Beacon Windows.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a caller for just a moment. We have Kayla on the line from Limitless Studio and Spa. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing really well. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Happy Veterans Day to all those vets out there.
Oh, yes. That's what we were just talking about earlier. So what do we have going on at Limitless Spa today? You have some good specials?
Yeah, we actually just opened. We had our grand opening on Sunday.
Congratulations.
And it went fantastic. Thank you. And we're at Limitless Studio and Spa. We're located at 5912 54th Avenue North in Kenneth City, Florida. We're doing a 20% off of all your first services. You can book online at limitlessstudioandspa.com and use the code FIRST20, capital FIRST.
All right. So tell us a little bit about some of the different services that you have there that people can call you about.
Yeah. So we've actually got multiple body sculpting services like ultrasonic cavitation, which uses sound to help break down fat cells. We've got laser lipo, cool sculpting, radio frequency and vacuum therapy. We've also have multiple facials like microdermabrasion, chemical peels, and we also have tons of massages, lymphatic, deep tissue, sports massage, relaxing.
Very cool. And almost all of those are non-invasive, correct?
Yes, they are.
Yes, so you do not have to go under the knife. You don't have to go to sleep. It's in, out, go back to work.
Painless.
Yes. So you guys are just had your grand opening. You're at 5912 54th Ave. So anybody can give you a call at 727-289-2800, and they can get 20% off any service, right?
Yes, they can.
All right. So you are actually the manager. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a USF graduate with a health science degree, and I'm also the lead esthetician here. So I have my aesthetics license, and I'm the one that performs all the facials.
Yes. And she's very awesome. She's going to be a plastic surgeon, I think.
Nice.
Yes. So she'll be going back to school. But we have her for a while at Limitless Spa. What was that?
I said it's about 10 years old. I did 4 years undergrad, 4 years postgrad, and then lots of residency.
Wow. Well,
yes. Very proud of you. She's a great girl.
Thank you.
Yes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what exactly like cool sculpting is?
Cool sculpting. So it's actually an advanced non-invasive treatment for eliminating any fat cells without surgery, obviously, or downtime. And it uses the power controlled by cooling technology, and it destroys the fat cells beneath the skin. So it can be naturally eliminated from the body through the lymphatic system. So a lot of these treatments, after you get them done, we actually recommend doing a lymphatic drainage massage because that's where, you know, all your toxins and fat, the destroyed fat cells, they all exit through the body.
Is that new technology or?
Yeah, it's fairly new. I mean, it's probably, I don't want to say, I know it's been really popular for the last 5 years.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I hear a lot of people talking about it, but most people don't know exactly what it is. I didn't really know what it was. So
there's actually lots of clinical studies too on them. So if you just go online and search up cool sculpting clinical studies.
Okay.
All right.
So how long have you been doing this?
I have been an esthetician for about a year now, but I have been into skin and all that since I was 14, so 10 years.
That's awesome.
So you're pretty passionate about it.
I have done my own personal research on things, learned, and I'm just super intrigued with it. So you can tell I definitely have a passion for it.
Yes, yes, you absolutely do. I was going to ask, you know, when your clients come to you, what's their reaction when they're all done? How does it make them feel?
Oh my God, usually they just, it's always just a relaxing kind of self-care moment for them. So when they're done, they're just like, oh, I don't want to be done.
Yeah.
So the results are like instant, I guess, right?
Especially with facials and stuff, like just like a European or Express, you just feel like I don't know how to explain it. It's like a renewing kind of born again feeling.
Can I ask you a question?
My
wife has like, I think it's Rosacea or something like that. It's
Rosacea.
Called. Thank you. And she gets real red sometimes. Is there anything that can help that at all? Just ask.
Yeah. So I mean, even just regular facials are good for her. But unfortunately, the one technology that I don't have here is microneedling, and that actually uses these small needles to help with the rosacea.
Okay.
But that one you would have to go to. I would prefer going to a dermatologist. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Just because you are pulling up blood with this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So sometimes they even call it a vampire facial because they actually use your stem cells from your blood to help repair your skin, too.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I'm glad I asked that.
We had that here, but like I said, I would definitely recommend going to like a dermatologist one.
Okay.
So tell me about the ultrasonic cavitation.
The ultrasonic cavitation, so that's another one of the non-invasive fat reduction, but this one's more good for shaping. So let's say you want your midsection, like especially in your waist area, everyone likes to have that smaller waist. The ultrasound is another way to be able to do that, and it breaks it down by the sound technology. It's I know it sounds strange, but it really dives deep in there and starts breaking up the fat cells. And again, there is more clinical studies on this one, too. I am definitely the one that likes to have research back on things.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about something like that. Hmm. What is the typical person able to expect? Do they need multiple treatments? You know, will they notice a difference instantly? Do they have bruising? What kind of things can a person expect from that?
Yeah. So for the ultrasonic cavitation, we always recommend at least a minimum of 3 just to get the optimal results. But a lot of clients actually walk out of here on day 1 and see results within those few days because obviously you've got to let the broken down fat expel from the body. But usually around 3 to 5 sessions for all of our fat reductions is what I recommend to see the best results.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
For sure.
We offer packages too, so each one you get is actually a reduced cost.
Oh, cool.
That's very good. Well, let's remind everybody where they can find you. It's at 5912 54th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. And your number is 727-289-2800. And what was the code they needed for their 20% off?
First 20.
FIRST, all caps, 20.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
All right, Kayla. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And hopefully you and Kashla will be here next week. That will be awesome.
I hope so, too.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Awesome. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Kayla. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Eric, let's hear a little bit about what you do. How'd you get started, and what's your passion?
Sure. My name is Eric with Minuteman Press Printing in Largo. And a little bit of a long story, I'll cut to the chase here. We've been there about 6 years, and what I can tell you about the printing business and just kind of things that are going on with other businesses, I guess, because knowledge is power. Like, you're just giving us tons of information and doors. Appreciate that. First of all, let's start in the printing business. What I'm seeing is either printers are charging way too much, and they're trying to survive. They're going like 9-10%, and it's just out of their hands, unfortunately. And then I see other printers that are barely charging anything, but they're not going to make it. So it's really tough out there in the printing business a little bit. We find ourselves kind of in the middle. But what I've been doing is just when my customers come in, or if I go visit them, it's just, you know, again, knowledge is power. See what's going on, how they're doing. And for instance, say the restaurant business, I see what's going on is they're printing more, but they're printing less. And why they're printing less is because they keep raising their prices. And it's hard to hear, because it's even people are saying, like, I don't know if I'm going to make payroll next month, you know? And that's why they're raising their prices. I've seen two pizza places go out of business. Believe it, pizza places, right? Everyone loves pizza.
Right.
Because they could not get flour.
Wow.
Flour store shortage. So that's hard to handle, too. So a lot of businesses are like, should I market? Should I print? Should I not? You know what I mean? But marketing is very important. And that's what kind of differentiates us. Sorry, phlegmy in the throat. But is that we're more of a marketing company than a printing company.
Yes.
Printing's our engine, but marketing's really what we do. And what I mean by that is, obviously, we print, but we do promotional products. We build websites. We do SEO, and we do shirts. We basically do it all for the customer. We can send things out like mailers for 10 cents. We can promote people's businesses for a lot less cost, especially startup businesses me and Tammy have worked together on. So it all goes back out trying to help these new companies and businesses get off and started. Like the young lady that was on the phone, that's awesome. Because the other thing I've been hearing, in this time, it's so hard to start a new business.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. It blows me away, because so many businesses, I think when we're going through COVID, I probably lost a good 45% of people going out of business.
Wow.
And the other thing I hear, and I don't want to hear because it affects everybody, is that people are running out of money. You know, it's only going so far. And then I hear these nightmare stories, and I try and, you know, in a nice way, my customer, it's time to pull the cord, because they're draining out their life savings. They've got 5 loans pulled out. It's just, I don't know where we're going to be in the next 6 months. I hopefully in a better place, but it just sounds like it's kind of tough out there.
You know? Well, it sounds to me that small new business just getting started, it would be worth having a conversation with you just from the perspective of ideas that you could help them generate. It sounds, I've personally done quite a bit of business with you before I even met you.
Right.
And just for a shout out for the reaction a friend of mine had, I sent her over to your shop to get her wedding invitations made.
Okay.
They did a phenomenal job with the wedding invitations reasonably and in a quick time.
Awesome.
You also did my mom and dad's memorial brochures. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Just quick and delightful.
Appreciate that.
2 minute spot for this, John.
That's sure. Awesome.
2 minutes.
And that's it goes back to just doing the right thing, what you guys do. Just be honest with the customer. Don't try to oversell them. Sometimes we try to undersell them. So what if it's their needs and their budget, you know, because they're going to, they're not just going to having stuff printed. They got to buy product. They got to get licensed. They've got to get permits, you know, like you were bringing up permits. And all this stuff all of a sudden hits people at one time. And there's a lot of younger people, which is great. They're going to be the future of the world here. They don't realize some of these, you know, costly, expensive.
Shout out to Gateway Subs. They just had their grand opening on Monday.
Awesome.
Good guys.
4 young men. They all went to college together, graduated, and decided they wanted to all open a sub shop. And they just had their grand opening. And they are amazing. In fact, let me see where I got to look up their address. But they are great, but they really didn't know. They're so humble and such good guys. I mean, they ask Eric for advice. They were asking me. They were asking only because they were like, we have no idea what we're doing. We know we want to do this. We know what we want to happen, but how do we get there?
Oh, I know that.
The right guys opening a business. Some people you can't coach. You can't give them the right advice.
When I first started my company 13 years ago, mm-hmm. I didn't even know how to make an ad. The first person I went to taught me how to make an ad, and we stuck with it, and it's fantastic. But we had no idea. We knew how to do what we did, and that's what we knew. But getting the word out there, no clue how to do that.
Right. Well, so, you know, that's where people that have been doing it for a long time comes into play, because you kind of learn a few things along the way.
Yeah.
But you guys got to go check out Gateway Subs at 3112 3rd Avenue North in St. Pete. They're in a lovely little plaza, and they are great guys, like a little machine they have working in there just all down the assembly line.
I do need to get over there.
Yeah.
Yes, I do need to get over there.
Support those young men. And Tammy, one more shout out. We have A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning. They're having a 20% off on their tile and grout deep steam cleaning.
Uh-huh.
We were talking a little bit earlier about how to keep things clean around your house and what you have to do, and that's a great idea. Their number is 727-403-2726. They've been in business for 20 years, and they have satisfaction guaranteed 100%. So
awesome.
Let's have a good shout-out for A1.
These guys here, if you come in to fix the doors that have had water, they can come in and clean out all that nasty stuff in the grout and get it all nice and spiffy looking.
Yes, and sometimes they're the ones that find the problem under the door because it's dirty and wet there.
Right.
But they have a special technology that can really get things out, like mold and other issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning. Their number is 727-403-2726. Give them a call. They have a special 2 rooms and a free hall for $54.95, or a couch and a love seat for $89.95.
Hey, that's a good deal.
Yeah, and 20% off on any of the grout cleaning.
Awesome.
A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning.
All right,
that's
guys.
Awesome. I got one, too, here in a minute. And that's what I love about this show is it's about small businesses. It's about supporting small businesses. And it's about giving back to small businesses. Because I know Tammy and Brian do tremendous. And I try and do my part. And I'm sure you do, too, because I just see the integrity on what you stand for. So Donald Landscaping. They do commercial, residential lawn maintenance, and more. That's probably, and I don't want to say this, I don't know, but they probably do like things like tree trimming, maybe cleanups and things of that nature. So check them out. Their number is 410-215-4531. That's Donald Landscaping. Check them out.
Yep, Donald is a great guy, too, and he is very moral. I will say, you know, you deal with a lot of people
right
in business
thing.
That are not always doing what they say. He definitely is one of those gentlemen. He's been doing this a real long time. He does commercial, residential. He has a lot of, you know, bigger accounts, and he's a really professional man to deal with.
There you go.
So give Donald a call at 410-215-4531.
And if you're a small business and you're wondering how to get the word out, we need to talk to Tammy.
Oh, yes.
Tammy, tell them how they can work with you as well as Eric to get the word out.
For sure. Oh, so
okay, so one last thing. I just want to say it one more time.
Sure.
You know, definitely stop by and see Donald Landscaping, 410-215-4531. He does commercial, residential, and it says lots more, so possibly yard cleanups and things
of
that nature.
Yeah, he does a lot of things. Pretty much whatever you need done for your lawn and your lawn service, he can take care of all of that. Like I said, a very professional man, been doing this a long time. Everyone says good things about him.
Great integrity.
Yes, a lot of integrity.
I don't do this myself, but instead of saying he keeps saying the name of the client.
Donald's Landscaping.
Because, I watched that show Shark Tank, right? And they kept saying my business, this business. And I would, like, say the name of the business already. You know? So, like, it's a...
I have noticed that.
It's a habit. Like,
that's detail.
That's detail, too. But, like, say, so when you said it, keep saying he, say Donald's Landscaping. Donald's Landscaping. Say it.
Donald's Landscaping.
Say it.
Donald's Landscaping.
Go check out Donald's Landscaping.
Yes.
He's the best, and that's 410.
Forget the rest.
215-4530. Beacon Windows. 3-1.
Yes, and I also want to just say thank you so much today to Billy Bricks. We have food here from them, and it is delicious.
I did see that.
Right? And I don't know, Eric, he's being a good boy today, but we have pretzel bites and Neapolitan pizza and a sausage and pepper pizza.
The
and
smartest.
It is really, 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 really good, guys.
It looks great.
It's brick oven. So it's like fire grilled pizza.
That's the best.
Yes. And they're in a lovely location right in the new apartments down on Cleveland Street. They can't miss them. They're big, huge blue and white apartments.
Yes, you can't. Yep.
They're right on the bottom. And that's 1100 Cleveland Street here in Clearwater. You can also give them a call at 727-977-5608. And you made some delicious cookies today, Lizette.
I know. You guys are bad.
Yep.
She spoils us. She brought us warm cookies
today. Still hot from the oven.
Butterscotch and chocolate chip.
With
Oh my gosh.
Walnuts.
Shame
I had two, and they are delicious. And I'm thinking about going to have another one.
I was like, shame on her.
You could just stop by, everybody. Just come on down to WTAN and get yourself a cookie.
That is correct. Yep, we got pizza, cookies, pretzel bites, the meatballs.
You're going to have to fight Tommy for them.
That's right. Tommy's in there.
Giving my snacks away.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yes, Tommy's in there munching on some pizza from Billy Bricks. They really do have good pizza.
No, it did. Yeah, especially if it's oven, like you said, the brick oven. That's awesome.
Yeah, they have a lot of stuff there, too. They have fresh salads, and they're huge, I guess. They started up north. I mean, there's only one location here for the moment, but they are just expanding, like, all over the country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like a chain or a franchise?
Well,
or
he's turning it into that. It just started, and then everybody loved it so much, he's like, let's open a location 2 and 3 and 4. And I think they're up to, like, 17 locations
now. That's great. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk to you, Tammy, just a little bit, because a lot of the people you've been featuring and talking about today have great success in your coupon book. So talk about that a little bit.
All right, guys. So what Brian and I do is we have a coupon book called BCC Coupon Book. We've just expanded, actually, down into Tampa, which is a very brand new area for us. We're also in all the way to St. Pete now. So that's two whole new areas. We are everywhere in between, all the way up to Holiday. And we have probably about 1,700 locations at this point.
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. And I just have one really cool story. We had just put the books out. We have a brand new client. It's Auto Safe and Sound. And he is actually our new client that is located on Hillsborough Avenue. Okay. So I had, we have a lot of areas to cover. So I'm generally passing out the books in one area at a time.
Sure.
So we have different zones. So I had not even gotten actually to Hillsborough Ave yet. So I know the places that I did have the books out there. Now, he's only in one. We have two different books. So he's only in one of our books. I had literally really only hit probably 20 spots, maybe. He got 12 coupons back in the very first week.
That's great.
That is fantastic.
And he actually pulled them from Dunedin and Palm Harbor in Tarpon Springs.
That's awesome.
I'm still in shock about. I was like, wow, really? Like, wow. But he's been doing this a long time. He actually taught me something. As we were just talking, about you learn things along the way.
Sure, right.
Now, he does window tinting. He does, audio. He does all kinds of things for your car.
Oh, you need that guy, honestly.
He's really good. He's been doing this a very long time.
Oh,
for sure. Julio, he's awesome. But, he didn't put his address in there. And I thought, well, we need to put your address in there. He actually made me take it out. He's like, no, because what I want is, he's like, I've done this before. Okay. He said, I want somebody to call me because he has such a good deal that people are willing to drive down Hillsborough Avenue from Dunedin or wherever to go. And he's so professional. He does such a good job. So that's how he got all those deals. And I was like, wow, I learned something there. Very smart.
Okay, so he does like radios and
he does all sorts of audio
boats,
for your car.
Cars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does he wire like lights up too, like the outside light?
Yes, pretty much anything that he has this beautiful showroom. Actually, he's got three old cars in there. One of them was a Corvette, which I noticed. Nice. It was really pretty. But he's got three old cars that I believe he's restored himself. But he does anything for your car. He does the tint, the windows, the sound, whatever you need.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yep.
Well, and Brian just passed me this information here, but it's another one of your coupons that you have, and this one's for Sunbright. Sunbright does carpet cleaning too, just like the one we talked about a few minutes ago. But I noticed this one's in color.
Yes.
And they have 50% off on tile and grout and 30% off on all upholstery cleaning. That's really, huge. Really great. And it's on page 64. So rush he's out there our, and get your coupon book and yes, look for page 64 so you can talk to Sunbright. You can reach them at 727-347-1108. That's 727-347-1108. Sunbright Carpet Cleaning Systems.
Yeah, actually, Don, he is the owner. He's actually on our back cover.
Very nice.
He's a brand new client as well. He actually lives down in St. Pete, but he works all over Pinellas and Hillsborough. So he has been doing this a very long time as well, has a very good reputation. And his name is Don. Give him a call at 727-347-1108 at Sunbright.
Looks like good prices,
cleaning.
Too.
Yeah, he's got really good prices. Like okay. I said, he's been in business a very long time as well. And he's a very professional man, and he's great.
Truck looks nice, too.
Awesome. Yeah, he's got a lot of trucks, which, you know, once you, like, if you buy a new car, you start noticing, like, all the cars that are like yours. Well, I have so many different clients, but now I notice, like, hey, I see a Sunbright van, or I see, you know, a Absolute Tree truck. Like, all over the place, I see different ones of my clients. I'm like, hey, cool, that's my client.
I get a lot of calls like that. They're like, I'm following your truck, the lady with the struggle on the door. I'm like, yeah, that's us.
No,
that's
your trucks are awesome, actually. Yeah. That is fun. So smart. Actually, yeah. That's very good marketing, what you did on your
you
trucks.
You want to hear a funny?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Let me tell you a funny. So when I first started, I had no idea, again, about advertising. And so I asked a friend of mine who's cute if I could take a picture of her struggling with the door. So she said, okay. We went to a real nice house that we had fixed the door. The problem is the doors were fixed so well. She couldn't struggle with them. Every time she pushed them, they were like butter. So that picture is actually her pulling the door toward herself.
Oh.
It looks, I mean, if you know about body mechanics, one person who did, they were like, she's not actually struggling. She's pulling the door. I'm like, boy, they know their body. But what was really funny is one day we were driving up Tyrone Boulevard. My husband was ahead of me in one of the vans, and I was in my car, you know, a couple miles behind. She calls me. She goes, hey, where are you? I said, I'm on Tyrone Boulevard. Why? She goes, I'm following myself. Is that you?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
she's a cutie.
Yes, and, your trucks are great. They're really good. So for people that are wondering what we're talking about, on your trucks, she has a picture of a door with somebody trying to, you know, really open the door. And she is Beacon Windows that fixes doors. So it's very good marketing. Yeah. It's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yes. So we have only just a couple minutes left, guys. So how about we tell about how we can contact you? And
absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, you can check us out at sliderrepair.com. We have a lot of videos there that are quite educational, so you can do a little research. And my number is 727-493-2644.
And that's Beacon Windows.
That's
Lizette.
Us.
I definitely will be checking out Beacon Windows. We got to chat later. But Eric with Minuteman Press Printing over in Largo. Number is 727-535-3800. We're right off East Bay and Starkey. Please stop by and see us, and we'll help you get your new business or your business running again.
For sure. A lot of good promotional deals right now, guys. Give Eric a call, and he's right next door to Starbucks, right at Keene and East Bay.
And I have to do one more shout out because I didn't get to tell you. My friend that did those beautiful wedding invitations with you.
Right.
When I asked her what she thought about you guys, she said, that was a phenomenal business, and I can hardly wait till I can print something else.
That's awesome.
So
that.
Really, really nicely done. She was awesome. Thrilled. Quick, efficient, not expensive, excellent quality.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Bye. Be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.